There's a boat down at the dock in Happy Valley Goose Bay. It's called the Gypsy Life, and it's got a great story behind it. The last time it was in Labrador, she and her two-person crew spent nearly 6 months frozen in Nain, and that was about 4 years ago. Now she's back, this time tied up at the dock in Happy Valley Goose Bay, and that's just the latest port in a nonstop 11-year seafaring adventure. So I headed down and climbed aboard to talk to its captain.
My name is Harald Pohl. And my wife is Sylvia Paul, and we live on a boat. It's a boat called Gypsy Life. We live more than 11 years on that boat. That is a small Dutch tug type, and we go around the Arctic area.
And right now, you've been to Nain before 4 years ago, and right now you're in Happy Valley Goose Bay. What brought you to Labrador this time?
Yeah, we had a vision. We designed a special tour. It's called Danube River to Alaska. But now we stay here in Goose Bay, northern part of Labrador, and we need all permissions of that for this, of course, and we have a look what's happening.
Are you going to be able to make it to Alaska?
Yeah, if it's possible, then we want to do that. But some rules are blocking us right now, and maybe we change other tour a little and look forward what is happening in the future. We don't know that exactly.
What kind of issues or what kind of challenges have you encountered in getting to Alaska?
Yeah, that is, of course, the first is the permission from Canada. That is, how long can I stay in Canada? Because that is all time a little problem. If we are on ship, then we cannot go on a timetable. We are, depends from the weather, of course. Right now, it's more close to 50, 55 knots. We can go there. It's not a problem. The boat is stable enough, but the crew, that's getting a little worse because that is not comfortable. And the boat is too much rolling. That is not a sailboat. I told it before, that is more a tug type, and that is, I have some sails on it, but only for stabilizing, and that was not comfortable enough. That is the first point. The next point is we must sail, of course, in the Great Lakes, and then we want to load that on a truck and go over the Rockies. And the first information was close to 15,000-20,000 bucks, but now it's rising more than 30,000, and that is maybe a big step for us, and we must cancel that maybe.
$30,000 to take this sailboat on a truck over the Rocky Mountains?
Yes, that was the first information, or the second information. And maybe, and that is the point, maybe if I've been there, maybe on the place there, then maybe we find another option and or a sponsor or whatever. But without money, it's impossible. Of course, I know that. But 30,000, that's too much for us.
So do you have a backup plan? Do you have another plan if that doesn't work out?
Yeah, if it doesn't work, then I'm a little crazy on a bike. I have a competition bike with me and the dirt bike. And we find out now maybe it's a good idea to do that on a bike. Then I stay the boat on dry dock, and then we sit both on the bike and ride on.
One of the issues that you've been dealing with is that you're only allowed to be here for 6 months, and that is done in March, right? Are there concerns now that you might get stuck here, the boat might get stuck here?
Yeah, we want to lift him up, and with a half-year permit, I don't know what is happening. We can make an application, but for us it's not, I say, safe enough. Maybe that's a bad English, but I hope we can go return and pick it up as a boat, because the boat is not only a boat, we have not a home. We live continue on the boat more than 11 years, the whole wintertime, summer, fall, whatever. And that is maybe a little hard to understand for everybody. That is, we have a special lifestyle. We know that. But I say the guys, if want to make a report over the nature, they must survive in the nature. And if they cannot do that, if they stay all time behind the computer, they never can do that. They don't have the feeling and they don't have the experience and the skill for that. And we learn that every day more, you know what I mean? And the whole, we are more than 15 years in the nature, and I am a farmer and forest ranger. I have the basic knowledge to stay there. And I try that every day and I learn every day, and you never get a master. You're all time a child in the nature, you know what I mean?
You've been on here for 11 years. Why did you choose this kind of life?
I must say, if I start with a forester and farmer in my job, I had my own company. And I I restored woods and rivers, and that was to help the nature. That was the first idea, and I did that a long time, and that was fine. But then after a couple of years, then I say, okay, maybe I can step higher. And I take passenger on my boat, and we sail out in the nature, and then I can explain how is it in the nature. And all people, they are, friendly to the nature, or they understand the nature. They can conserve the nature. It's a hard work. You must be a little calm, and every day is a new challenge, whatever. And we find out what's happening.
What are some of the challenges with living on a boat?
Yeah, the first is you need a very high discipline. If you don't have that, then you cannot live. We are married 34 years, and of course we have, not every day is a calm day. We had a fight too, but that's normal. All animals have a fight, and if you have a fight, then it's fine, because then it gets calm enough, and or new calm then, and that is looks good. That's not a problem. But yeah, okay, we get now a little older too, and I must say, yes, the problem is we are got a little on tired too. The most sailors are sail on the round, the world, whatever, in the summertime and the wintertime, they take the boat on dry dock and go away and stay at home. But the whole time outside and with the worst weather too, that is a hard challenge, yes.
Are you getting to the point where you might start living on land?
No, I think not. Maybe we look for a calm, area. We know that we spent the last winter time in Iceland. First, I was a little too late in the season. We were end of August, 1st of September in Greenland, east coast of Greenland. Nobody do that, because they know all that is a hard area there. More as Labrador Sea. And but I say, okay, we try that, and yeah, but if you have more than 50 knots and 60 knots wind speeds there, then we make a break, come back to Iceland, we stand there. But I must say that there's wind speeds there between 50 and 100 knots. And over several weeks, nobody can think about that, what is happening there. There are all electricity lines are broken, because they were so heavy with ice, they covered with ice and snow, it was broken down, and no light and no electricity. For us, it doesn't matter, because we have a wood stove and wind generator. We have all, we are totally free from another harbor or whatever. But this was a very high very hard lifestyle. And the problem is you must stay then on the boat the whole time. Then the boat will get, of course, too small.
And that's Harold Paul and his wife Sylvia. They live and travel aboard the Gypsy Life.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.